You tell them why, he said.
Why what, dear?
Why nothing. She didn't drink so much now since she had him. But if he lived, he would never write about her. He knew that now. Nor about any of them. The rich were dull, and they drank too much, or they played too much backgammon. They were dull, and they were repetitious. He remembered poor Julian and his romantic awe of them, and how he started a story once that began, "The very rich are different from you and me," and how someone had said to Julian, "Yes, they have more money." But that was not humorous to Julian. He thought they were a special, glamorous race, and when he found they weren't, it wrecked him just as much as any other thing that wrecked him. He'd been contemptuous of those who wrecked. You didn't have to like it, because you understood it. He could beat anything, he thought, because nothing could hurt him if he didn't care. All right. Now he would not care for death. One thing he'd always dreaded was the pain. He could stand pain as well as any man until it went on too long and wore him out, but here he had something that had hurt him frightfully, and just when he'd felt it breaking him, the pain had stopped.